It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Yesterday was April Fool's Day, so I hope you didn't get burned too much. Bad day to announce that you're pregnant. Bad day to announce engagements.
New jobs.
I have a buddy of mine who said that he got a new job, and I was like, yeah, funny. And then he's like, no, it's legit.
Is that one legit?
That one is legit. So the companies that came out with some good ones yesterday, Krispy Kreme Donuts, they announced a new campaign. You bring it, we glaze it. So, you know, you bring them a cheeseburger, they'll glaze it. I know there's something sexual there too, Evan. We'll just leave that be. Häagen-Dazs ice cream announced haggis flavored ice cream.
Come on.
And the thing is, you know people fall for this.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Deluxe Paints, they announced scented paint, like caramel scented paint, so that it would be on your walls and your house would smell like caramel.
I like the smell of regular paint.
Yeah, me too. I think paint is already scented just fine.
Yeah.
Just fine. Just like gasoline, scented perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Honda, they announced pet-activated rear hatches on vehicles.
That's actually not a bad idea.
The owners would not need to be around. The animals themselves, they can open their own hatch.
Let themselves in.
Let themselves into the vehicle. That is not the case, of course.
Okay.
Scotch tape. They announced Scotch tape scotch. Yeah, not a thing. Could you imagine how horrible that would taste, though?
Yeah, if it tastes just like the tape.
Maybe. Yeah, and stamp, we all know that taste.
Stamp-flavored scotch would be very similar.
Ugh. And finally, WestJet. They always do this every year. They announced Memories AI-generated vacations because we all know they're not getting you there on time.
Chad and Evan Daly.
A big push now to get people talking more and more about their feelings.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's been
our feelings.
And it's been a big thing over the past few years, you know? I would say past 20 for sure.
Some good has come out of it, you know?
Yeah, but now a lot of experts are starting to wonder if the widespread use of therapy could be having the opposite effect and actually making, essentially causing a depression epidemic.
Yeah, well, it's cool to be depressed. Do you know what I mean?
I guess.
Like, it's not cool to be depressed.
It's not.
Let me point out here that, I mean, I've experienced depression.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people have.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something about talking about it constantly may make you depressed.
Well, and this is where they're saying it instills a victim mentality.
Maybe sometimes. Some people, I would say, you know, rarely, but it does.
Yeah, hyper-focused on your feelings, you're less engaged with the world, and it just makes you feel more depressed.
It's kind of like, it's kind of the same thing as, like I'm experiencing it right now. When you have somebody sick in the household, you're constantly going to think you're sick, because you're like, oh God, yeah, no, I think I feel nauseous.
Well, every little thing, right? It's a gurgle in the stomach, or...
But then again, you might make yourself sick, because you're just thinking about being sick all the time.
Right.
The previous generations, and I'm not saying they did it right, but they would bury their feelings deep inside.
Well, and that's caused a lot of...
And that would lead to some horrible trauma.
Yes, absolutely. And we're not saying mental health is such a big issue, for sure.
I think this is pointing out, there's a happy medium.
But we're trying to find that happy medium, which is a very difficult thing to do.
And it's tough to do in today's world.
Yeah.
Because
I think a lot of it has to do, too, with people being so busy.
Busy, yes.
All the time. Finances, everything. But being busy, when people, you say, oh, how are you? Oh, busy. Oh, that's a good thing. It's like, no, man. You need downtime.
And it's a different busy. It's not like, again, back in the day, it was like a physical busy. Because you had to, you know, do things physical. Now it's a mental busyness.
Yeah.
It's you're always, when you sit down, your brain is still always going. So it's never ending. And you know what? I'm getting anxiety just thinking about this. Oh, my God.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Let's talk celebrity connection stories because, hey, why the hell not? I had no idea. And you say, we'll talk about that one in a second here. I didn't know that Cameron Diaz went to high school with Snoop Dogg.
Hmm.
So here's why it's so funny, because she says she bought weed from him at one point, although he can't remember it.
Well, of course not.
I'm assuming he had many customers. Alicia Keys and Timothy Chalamet, like the actor, grew up in the same building. Now, yeah, you're like, whatever, Chad, that's not a big deal. Here's the thing, though. The water in this building must have been insane, because Larry David lived in that building at one point. Terrence Howard lived there. Tennessee Williams, Angela Lansbury, Mickey Rourke, and Patrick Dempsey all lived in the same apartment building at one point. And then Samuel L. Jackson was actually a security guard in that same building before he took off the
room. Really?
So there is something about that. I do honestly believe that great minds do hang out. And they get along. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why our show is such a success.
Oh, yes.
Mick Foley and Kevin James, like Mick Foley, of course, Mankind, and Kevin James, the actor, or whatever you want to call him, they went to high school together. They were even on the same wrestling team.
I knew that. I just actually found that out a little while ago.
This one, though, this is the one you say you knew. I had no idea. I knew he went to school with him, but I didn't know it went down like this. And it's another reason to love him and miss him. Matthew Perry went to school with Justin Trudeau, and in fifth grade, he beat the crap out of Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, he talked about this, on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah,
he's like 2017 or something.
He said that apparently Trudeau, he can't remember what the sport was. He says Trudeau was excelling at a sport that he wasn't really good at, and out of pure jealousy, he beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, so him and a buddy beat him up. That's great. Bring him back.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So we see the forecast. You look ahead, and it looks nice.
It does.
We're seeing high into the double digits, like pushing 20 at times, which is well above seasonal for this time of year. And it's got me thinking, when do we bring out not only the shorts, Evan,
mm-hmm.
because that's one thing, but when can we officially bring out the Crocs?
Well, so shorts are really any time now. Chances are I'll probably wear them tomorrow.
When it's 17?
I think once, it stops going below zero at night is really a safe bet. Now, that's not to say that it won't do that again.
Right.
But I think that's a safe bet.
But at nighttime, you can change it up. You could throw on some, throw something on in the evening to keep things warm.
Too. Your evening wear.
Yeah, your evening wear.
Sure, sure. You could do that. But I think it's short weather now. Well, the Crocs, with the melting and the wet and the muck and the everything, I don't know.
Nine is the high today. So that's not quite shorts weather yet. I think it's got to be consistently around 15 to 20.
No.
For me to even think about bringing the shorts up.
Oh, that's for you, not for me. Like, when did I go? When I was still wearing shorts well after you tucked yours away.
Oh, yeah, you were wearing them into like damn near November.
Yeah, and we got that one snowfall, and I was just like, I'm done. Done with the shorts.
I don't know. I see people walking around. Like, if it were today, if I saw a person walking around in shorts, I'd be like, that person's mentally unstable.
It's
a little too cool. Too
yeah,
cool
but there's those
yet.
People that wear them all winter.
I know. There was one guy, and my kid's hockey, and he would go to hockey every weekend wearing shorts, and he would stand outside.
What?
Wearing shorts. I kid you not. The guy must have been like 70 years old, and every week he would show up to watch. Must have been his grandkid play.
Just burning hot.
I guess he's running hot. I don't know what it was, but anyway, he would always have his shorts on, but full winter jacket.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to keep the top
half.
Well,
he's not crazy,
Chad and Evan Daly.
I feel like we've mentioned this and just how music's becoming dumber.
In some ways, yeah. Lyrically, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. They've actually, there's some studies finally done on this.
Yeah.
And experts analyzed 12,000 rap, country, pop, R&B, and rock songs since 1980. Musicians have largely abandoned the lyrical poetry of all-time greats.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, big time. So that's actually, they compare lyrics between like Bob Dylan, Katy Perry, Fleetwood Mac, Justin Bieber, Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer to Rihanna and Drake's work.
Yeah.
And they really look at it. And you got to think too, like, you're not going to see Drake winning a Nobel Prize like Bob Dylan won, right? For literature in 2016.
Yeah.
And so they've really broken it down. They examined everything. And it's becoming simpler in vocabulary richness, readability, complexity, and a number of repeated lines. There's so much repetition in new songs.
Here's the thing. Hold on.
They took out Taylor Swift, though. They said Taylor is still someone that can actually write a song.
Well, and I'm, there are lots of... we're starting to see a trend where there's intelligent songwriting on its way back.
Okay, you go ahead and explain.
That would be in, and I hate to say it, but like the bluegrass rootsy kind of country music.
That is, it's Americana.
Like, you look at Zach Bryan, you look at, like, lyrically, we're starting to come back around. But there's always been one or two of those artists hanging
on. But some of those like, pop country artists are just they dumb it right down.
Yeah, but like Luke Bryan and all. Yeah, that's the it's crap. But then, and rap, of course. But lyrically, rap has not always been that way. Like you listen to Eminem, Tupac, Jay-Z. Lyrically, they're pretty unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But that's why they're saying it's over the past little while.
Yeah, because it's all
as a whole, right? And it just.
That's all rap music like is now.
Justin Bieber, baby, right? That's all he says over and over again. Also, I'm not saying rock songs are not much better.
You go back to even the Beatles. Hey Jude. All right. They say Hey Jude, na 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 for like 3 minutes of that song, 4 minutes of that song.
It is true.
And then you also have the 80s for rock.
Hair metal.
Lyrically, like... She's My Cherry Pie.
Oh, yeah. That Chad?
Are we going to say that?
They are up for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Unskinny Bop. That one.
Yeah, that's about coitus with bigger people.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I have failed. I said that I was going to go alcohol free until May 1st. I also said that I was going to go added sugar free until... May 1st.
You just added that last part in. No. Never once said that.
No. Because I don't have to say what my goals are out loud all the time.
You didn't tell me that. But so it doesn't count.
No, but I said I don't want to have, you know, any candy or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Well, don't make that promise to yourself when you have to go through Easter. It's just not possible, dude. It's not possible. It's not. You got all that chocolate in the house. Mm. You know, somebody's got to eat it.
Well, yeah, I mean, the kids can't just eat what the Easter bunnies brought them in one sitting. So, and you don't want it to go bad.
So I add some chocolate.
Okay, that's fine.
We have to stop this thievery that is hollow Easter bunnies. Now, stop it with the hollow Easter bunnies. Okay, they look like they're all chocolate. They look like the whole thing is solid chocolate.
But you can tell when you grab them that they're not going to be solid. When you feel that box, but it's going to be hollow.
But it's
hollow.
A fraud. They make it look like they're solid chocolate. Mm-hmm. And then you think maybe this is an Aero chocolate or something like that. It's very fluffy on the inside.
That's what they need to start making.
Yeah.
Aero/Mirage style.
Yes.
Chocolate Easter bunnies.
Yes.
I am behind this 100%.
Why have we not started this
yet? What about
like
the Mr. Munchies? With the crunchy little bits inside?
I don't like them.
They're pretty good.
No, I don't like... I like a good... And the thing is, too, I sit here and I say, I want a solid chocolate bunny.
Mm.
But yet, if I get a solid chocolate bunny, it's too much.
They're pretty thick.
They're rich, too.
They are. I should start eating more chocolate.
You know, back...
You know,
you shouldn't.
Yeah. I'm going to start that.
Back in the day, in my hometown of Lanigan, Saskatchewan.
Lanigan, Canada.
The Lanigan Lions Club used to always sell the chocolate bunnies.
Oh, the Pilot Butte one does.
Yeah, I think it's a Lions Club thing.
Yeah.
And they would always come out with the dark chocolate and the white chocolate.
Right. There's more milk chocolate than dark chocolate.
Sure. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You're right. Sorry. Mm-hmm. You know what I meant by that.
I do. Just clarifying. Yeah. No.
But the white chocolate, underrated.
It's not real chocolate, though, Chad. I'll have you know. White chocolate is not chocolate. It's candy. It's sugar. I prefer.
What do you mean by that?
It's not actual chocolate.
But it is.
It's not.
It's not made from the cocoa bean?
Go and Google it right now. Get on your Google box. Google is white chocolate.
You want me to do it right now on the
right now? This is what we do, Chad.
Is white chocolate real chocolate? White chocolate comes from the same cocoa beans as regular chocolate, but bypasses several of the production steps. White chocolate does not have cocoa or chocolate liquor. White chocolate made of cocoa butter is made of cocoa butter with a combination of sugar, cream, milk, and vanilla flavor. Well, that doesn't answer our question.
It was simple yes or no. That's all we were looking for.
Screw you, Google. What are you?
Chad and Evan, daily.
Over the weekend, you know, my brother and his family, they come over. We celebrate the season.
Did you have ham?
We had ham. I smoked a ham.
Did you have scallop potatoes?
We had scallop potatoes.
Did you have pierogies?
No pierogies.
Okay,
no.
But you see, you've got the scallop potatoes, so that's okay.
Yeah, We had it covered. We were very Easter-like.
Okay. Good, okay. So did you have a leg of lamb?
No leg of lamb.
Okay,
so continue. Who has lamb?
Lots of people.
Oh, weird. So we have the meal and everything like that, and then my brother and I, everybody else, kibitzes and hangs out and talks. What do my brother and I do? Sit on the couch, watch baseball.
Well, yeah.
Fall asleep.
Oh, perfect. What a great Easter.
And then I remember back, I was like, yeah, I remember our dad and our uncles doing that too.
Right.
You know, they'd sit down and watch the ball game and they would all be fast asleep. And you'd go, oh, they can't even stay awake. Like, how are they even sleeping with everybody being so noisy?
Right.
No.
Now here you are.
Now here I am doing the exact same thing.
Nothing wrong with that, though, right? It's a holiday, Chad. You're allowed to do that.
but it was a moment where I was like, oh my goodness, I truly am, like,
you're old. You're at the age now, Chad, where that stuff happens.
I couldn't say it, but I'm. You just did.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Here's some sad news coming down in the acting world here. Joe Flaherty had passed away at the age of 82.
Joe Flaherty is one of those guys you may not know of until you see him.
Or hear him.
That's right. Joe Flaherty is, I always considered him Canadian comedy royalty, but he's not even Canadian.
Yeah, just both you and I learning that today.
So he was on SCTV. I think his most popular character on SCTV was Count Floyd. That was like the Dracula character he did. Although Guy Caballero? Was that another one of his characters? Anyway,
I can't remember.
And he was also in the show Freaks and Geeks. You know him for this one for sure.
Hey, Gilmore, you suck, you jackass.
Yeah.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Yeah, he won't make this shot, jackass. You suck. That character was like,
it's so great.
And you know what? If you golf, it's guaranteed that at some point out on the golf course, you've said to one of your buddies, you won't make this shot, jackass.
Oh, for sure.
So, Joe Flaherty, we have you to thank.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.